Ramban, in his introduction to Sefer Dvarim, Sefer Mishneh Torah, comments that the majority, the lion's share of Sefer Dvarim, are Moshe Rabbeinu giving divrei musar, betochacha, rebuke, chastising Klal Yisrael for the many sins that they committed throughout the 40-year sojourn in the desert. But besides for the musar and the tochacha from Moshe Rabbeinu, there's also much chizuk and idud, words of encouragement, inspiration that Moshe Rabbeinu gives Klal Yisrael as they prepare to enter Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk that really encapsulates all of this is a pasuk found here in Parshas Ekev, the first pasuk in Chamishi. Va'atu Yisrael ma'Hashem Elokecha shoel mimach. What is it, Klal Yisrael? What is it, Bnei Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of you? Ki im liyira es Hashem Elokecha, to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God, leleches b'chol drachov, to follow in the ways of Hashem, uli ahava oso, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart and with all your soul. What other pasuk in the Torah is more fundamental, is more pointed at teaching, telling, and giving action points to Klal Yisrael in terms of what the Ikar Ikarim is? Fear Hashem and love Hashem. And here in the Sefer, Eved HaMelech, the classic work of Shmuel Haminar, he counts the mitzvos of Ahavas Hashem, loving Hashem, and the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem from this very pasuk. However, the Rambam, the Chinuch, the Smag, classically don't count the mitzvos of Ahavas Hashem and Yiras Hashem from this pasuk in Parshas Ekev, but rather, the Rambam, the Smag, the Chinuch, counts the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, loving Hashem, which we will discuss on this shiur momentarily, is the mitzvah that's found in Parshas Veschanan, the pasuk we're well familiar with. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'adecha. We should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our financial ability. That's the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, and that is the source of the mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The source of the mitzvah is Yiras Hamayim, according to the Rambam, the Smag, and the Chinuch, as a pasuk in this week's parsha, Parshas Ekev, es Hashem Elokecha tira, you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But interestingly enough, although we see much about the mitzvah of Ava and Yira throughout Sefer Dvarim, in the Rambam, as we will quote momentarily in Hilchos Yisod HaTar, notes that they're two halves of the same coin. You can't have Avas Hashem without Yiras Hashem. You can't have Yiras Hashem without Avas Hashem. Nonetheless, the Reish Chachma in Shar Ava Perek Aleph notes that the mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avas Hashem, is replete and comes up over and over again throughout Sefer Dvarim, even more than the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. And it presents itself here in Parshas Ekev close to five times. The pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, "Leleches b'chol drachav li'avos," as we just quoted. Furthermore, the pasuk says in Perek Yud Aleph, pasuk Aleph, "Yahavtes Hashem elkecha b'shamarta mishmarta." Furthermore, in Perek Yud Aleph and pasuk Yud Gimel, "Le'avos Hashem elokechem lavdu b'chol levavchem." And then the next pasuk Chaf Beis, "Le'avos Hashem elokechem leleches b'chol drachav." So all of Parshas Ekev continues to focus and to stress Avas Hashem, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You take a look in Parshas Shoftim, you take a look in Parshas Netzavim. Multiple times you see the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, and that is what we will discuss today. Interestingly enough, the Smag in Asay Gimel notes that the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is so important that we repeat the Parshas of Shema twice a day in order to inculcate and to stress Avas Hashem, as the pasuk says, "V'haftas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha b'chol me'odecha." We say b'shach b'chol yikumecha when we go to sleep and we wake up in the morning. Not only that, says the Smag, we have it in our tefillin shel rosh and in the tefillin shel yad, and the tefillin shel rosh is kineged b'chol nafshecha, the nefesh, the soul, the mind. And then b'chol levavcha we have the tefillin shel yad, and there as well you see Avas Hashem. And finally, he says it's also kineged b'chol me'odecha, because when we enter, we exit our homes, and each and every single room in our house, again the parsha of the Shema and Bahayim Shema are found there, and thus again we repeat the parsha of Shema and v'haftas Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'odecha. Therefore, it's kineged halev in the tefillin shel yad, it's keneged ha rosh in the tefillin shel rosh b'chol nafshecha m'chaimli b'chol me'odecha. The tefillin are there, and the mezuzah also has the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. But what we have to do is understand what exactly is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. What's the gather? What is the way that we understand that we can understand and appreciate what the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is, and how will we fulfill it? Let's begin by taking a look in the Sefer Chovas HaLevavos in Shart Avas Hashem Perek Alfu asks this question, Ha'avel Elokim Mai, what does it mean to love God? How do we fulfill that mitzvah? And says the Chovas HaLevavos Rebachia Ibn Pukuda, Heve Omer Klos HaNefesh V'Shniyifasa Mikoach Atzma L'Hashem Yizbarach L'Hizdabek Bo'orah HaElyon. Says the Chovas HaLevavos that it's a spiritual yearning, it's a desire, it's pining. The nefesh, the neshama, the soul is pining to have a relationship with God. That's the ultimate Ava. And he goes on, he continues, Ki nefesh etzem pashut ruchni. The neshama is a ruchniistic, is a spiritual matter. Shoefes ala ishim haruchnim adomim la. The soul is always pining, searching, trying to reach that which is spiritual, reaching a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it is looking to stay away from that which is physical. That's the battle that takes place between the neshama and the guf. And says the Chovas HaLevavos that true ava is through the neshama, through the soul, pining, yearning, searching, hoping, waiting, climbing to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Chovas HaLevavos, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is a mitzvah that exists in the neshama, in the nefesh, in the soul. But if you take a look in the Rambam, in his Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvos HaSei Gimel, the Rambam has a bit of a different definition of what exactly the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem is. And he says, "Ushitzivanu le'ahavo yisale." V'zeshem is bonin v'naskil mitzvosav gulosav. We should contemplate, we should theorize, we should think cognitively. Ad shenasigeyu v'nisaneg b'hasagaso tachlis hatainug. It seems that the Rambam is not saying that it's a spiritual, soulful yearning as the Chovas HaLevavos, but rather it's a cognitive, intellectual, academic pursuit. Nisbonein, v'naskil mitzvos v'pilos. We should think about the mitzvos Hashem, the Tayag mitzvos, the mitzvos Asay, the mitzvos Los Asay. What's behind them? What goes into them? And we will appreciate the mitzvah so much, and we will enjoy what it means to keep Shabbos. We'll enjoy what it means to keep the mitzvos Asay, mitzvos Los Asay. That there'll be such a tainug, there'll be such a joy in the mitzvos that I will fall in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as opposed to the Chovas HaLevavos who understands that it's a yearning of the soul, it's in a shamadika way, the Rambam seems to indicate that it's a mitzvah that we do rather with our moach. But if you take a look now in the Sefer HaChinuch, Parshas Ve'eschanan, Mitzvah Taf Yud Ches, I believe the Chinuch has a third different approach as to how to fulfill the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. He says, "Shiroi lo l'adam shiyasim kol machshavto v'chal megamaso achar Avas Hashem." A person should stress, should focus, and place all of his interests in loving God. V'yarech b'libo tamid, and should always have on his heart ki kol mashu ba'olam me'osher u'banim u'kavod, all of the wealth, the success, the financial gains that you have, your children, your grandchildren, kavod, honor, hakol ke'ayin, v'cha'efes, v'tohu k'neged avos baruch hu, all of that is naught, is nil, is void, is nothing, is meaningless compared to loving the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'yagia tamid kol yom b'vakasha sachachma l'man yasig yidiyabo, and all of our days should be focused on looking and searching to try to find and to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what I believe the Chinuch is stressing is that the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is a mitzvah of the lev. It's a mitzvah of the heart. Thus, we have three approaches in the Rishonim. What exactly the geder, the definition of the mitzvah of Ava is. According to the Chovas HaLevavos, Avas Hashem is a mitzvah of the soul. It's a mitzvah of the nefesh. And the soul has connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because spirituality connects. That's our neshama. And that's our love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by connecting to Hashem through our neshama. The Rambam understand that it's an intellectual, academic, cognitive ability that man has to focus to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because I can love Hashem when I understand Hashem. And when I'm able to understand and to get to the bottom and plummet the depths of the Torah and the mitzvos, my mind will connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then I'll fall in love with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chinuch says it's not a mitzvah of the nefesh, it's not a mitzvah of the moach, but it's rather a mitzvah of the lev, it's a mitzvah of the heart, and my heart has to pine and search and yearn to become so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, the Derech Mashal says, the Chinuch, that the same way that a person is choshek achli sacheshech b'tshukasu ayom, anything that you search or want or desire in Olam Hazeh, you're always thinking about it, running, wondering, pining. That is what the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is. But besides for the Chovos HaLevavos, the Rambam and the Chinuch, I like to share with you a fourth approach of the Rishonim, the Ikrim, the classic work of Jewish philosophy, the Sefer Ikrim, Rabbi Yosef Albo, the end of the Tkufas HaRishonim, the 15th century. The Ikrim has a different approach completely. It's not a mitzvah of the neshama. It's not a mitzvah of the moach. It's not a mitzvah of the lev, but listen to the words of the Ikrim. The Ikrim says that love, ava gemura eina ela l'echad, you could only love one person. Aval kishin espashta ha'ava l'shnayim, when your love becomes divided between two, eina shlema kol kach, kasher nota kol ahava shelo rak l'echad. There's no such thing as loving two people exactly the same way. You could love two people, but once you love two people, your love to one is going to be distracted, and it's going to detract from your love of the one. Thus, according to the Ikrim, has a very fascinating geder and a very clear algorithm as to what it means to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Means that I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu like nobody else. My Ava to Hashem cannot be compared to an Ava of any other individual, or Aleinu Chas V'Shalom. Says the Ikrim, Ki Ahava El Hashem Hu Tachlis Ha'Ava El HaYichud HaGomor El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just to one. If you take a look in the Akdama to the Shmaitzah, the Shevet Shmaitzah, Reb Aryeh Leib Heller, the author of the Ketzos and the Avnei Miluim, he brings a raya, a proof to the pshat of the Ikrim in Avas Hashem. He notes in the end of Parshas Ve'era, the Parsha of the Akedah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, Kachna es bincha es yichidcha asher ahavta. Take your son, referring to Yitzchak, a yichidcha, you're unique, you're a child who you are so beloved to, asher ahavta, that you love. And thus the Torah tells us three specific ways, telling us how Avram was going to be referred to vis-a-vis his son Yitzchak. Bincha, yichidcha, and ahavta. Your son, your chosen one who you love. That's how the Torah describes Yitzchak. But at the end of the Parshas HaKedah and Pasuk Yitzai, the end of Parshas Ve'era, after Avram Avinu completes his mission, the Torah tells us, Kiyana Shasisa Sadavrazah, since you, Avram, have completed and fulfilled the mitzvah that I have commanded you, the 10th Nisayan, V'lo Chasachta Es Binchas Yechidcha, and even hold back your son, the chosen. Frechter Bar Yilei Peller, the Shmaitza, and his Hakdama. What happened? Originally, the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, Kachnas Bincha Es Yechidcha Asher Hafter, your son, the chosen, who you love. Why now does the Torah not tell us that Asher Ahavta? The Pasuk just says, Lo chasachtas binchas yichidcha, your son, your chosen. What do you mean? What about Asher Ahavta? What about the son that you loved? Why doesn't the Torah parallel what it said earlier? Bincha yichidcha hafta. And here it just says, Bincha yichidcha, and leaves out the Ahavta. Listen closely to the words of the Shmaitza, which are so powerful, and uses this to explain the Ikrim. Says the Shmaitza that Avram Avinu at the end of his life in his old age was zochet to a son Yitzchak. He be Yitzchak yikar lechazara. It's going to be Yitzchak who's going to be the progeny who's going to continue the tradition of monotheism that Avram Avinu has been preaching. Avram Avinu was the man who found the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who taught HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, Mi Bal Habira, and Avram Avinu continued to bring people closer and closer to Yiddishkeit, and he finally had that child, the son, who he could pass it down to. And once he had that child, Asher Ahavta, who he loved so much, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yeah, you love your son? Well, what about me? Are you going to fulfill the mitzvah of Avas Hashem to the pinnacle, to the apex, to precision? Because the only way that there's a possibility of love of true Avas Hashem is if you love me. And thus, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avram Avinu was willing to give up of his son, Bincha, Yechidcha, Hafta, and put him on the altar and offer him as a korban, at the end, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no longer is he Asher Ahavta, because I see you really love me. I am the one who you love. Now it's only Bincha, Yechidcha, it's only your son, the chosen, but Asher Ahavta, I can appreciate and understand now that I am the one that you love. In the words of the Shmaitza, Valzen Nispashta Ahava, V'lohaisa Shlemo Ima, once he had this child, the love that he, Avram Avinu, had for Kadosh Baruch Hu began to spread to his son. And he told Avram Avinu to slaughter his son who he loves, to separate, to divorce, to divide the love that he had to Yitzchak and to make sure it's unique to Hashem. But after Amda ben Isayin, once Avram Avinu stood up to the test, and he saw that his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu was unique and directed only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he was willing to sacrifice his son, as kvar shavsa havam ibno, then the love that he had for his son rested and came to a bit of a standstill. The hishlim kol chelk of Lubar Yisparach, and Avram Avinu reached the ultimate level, as the Navi Yishai refers to him as Avram Ohavi, Avram my beloved, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw how much Avram Avinu loved him. V'lachein lo hiskir shuv ava li Yitzhak rak yichido, and thus Avram Avinu fulfilled the mitzvah of Avas Hashem by loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shmaitze continues that that's our responsibility. Liyached hayira v'yavu l'shmo yizbarach kasher b'yarnu. Our job is to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a powerful, in such an intense way. So those are the four gedarim that we have in the Rishon, the Chovas, the Levavos, the Rambam, the Chinuch, and the Ikrim. But now we have to understand l'maisa, l'maisa, how do we fulfill this mitzvah of Avas Hashem? As you're all familiar, the Sefer HaChinuch in his introduction notes that there are sheish mitzvos tmidios, six constant mitzvos. And those mitzvos, of course, are Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Number two, Lo Yilecha Elokim Achem Alpana, you shouldn't believe in many gods. The third, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that we should be Yached Shem Hashem. We should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one and be Miyached the Shem. Number four, Le'ov HaMakom Baruch Hu, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number five, Li'ira, to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, number six, Lo Sasurach V'Levavachem V'Acharei Einechem. So here, these two mitzvos which come up throughout Sefer Dvarim, and specifically in the Parshios of Eschanan and Eker, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is a mitzvah that we could complete, fulfill, and do constantly. We always have the ability, wherever you are, 24/7, even in the bathroom, the poskim say you could think about loving Hashem and fearing Hashem, because these are sheish mitzvos tmidios. These are six constant mitzvos, and we should always love Hashem and contemplate, either with our neshama, with our moach, with our lathe, to try to find a way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Avas Hashem. However, if we're not doing that all day, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Simen Chaf Hei, in Sifkatan Yadal from the Sefer Charedim, something very important. That when we say the words, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, Yireh l'hachnis avas Hashem Yisparach b'libo, we should think and place the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our hearts. Shelo yia kidover sheker chas v'shalom. That we shouldn't be considered to be speaking falsely. Because when the morning and the evening, b'shach b'chav kumach, and specifically when I'm wearing tefillin, and I'm saying the words, v'haftas Hashem elokech b'chol avavach b'chol nafsh b'chol me'odecha, if I don't really love Hashem, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Sefer Charedim, then I'm kidover shkarim. I'm not saying truth. How could I say, v'haftas Hashem elokech, I love you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my finances, if it's not true? So therefore, says the Charedim Halach Lamais, which the Mishnah Berurah brings, if you want to fulfill this constant mitzvah throughout the day, go for it. But at least, Chach, you should be able to do it once a day when you're wearing your tefillin and you're saying, V'haftas Hashem Elokecha, feel it and believe it. But the Chafetz Chaim says further, not in Mishnah Berurah, but it's rather the end of the Sefer Shmiras HaLashon. In the Chasima HaSefer, in Perek Beis, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, Kohen Shugadol Shubakol, Hakohanim, Bribsel Meir Hakohen Miradin, Vim Kashilo, Lechavin Kol Zebes Kriya Shema. Let's say you can't even have that thought of loving a Kadosh Baruch when you're saying Kriya Shema in the morning. Yirel Hispon Bacholza Al Kolpanim Pamachas Bayom. At least think about loving Hashem once a day. Halach Lamaisa, you gotta think about loving Hashem. The Chibishvil Shi Mitzvah Tidira Shema Tluya Bizman Ki Yadu Tini Grace. Just because it's a mitzvah you could fulfill all the time, don't allow yourself never to fulfill it. I'll call panim pamachas bayom, at least once a day. And the Mishnah Berurah suggests, when should you do this? Tov shira lisbonim is achar tefillah. Every day achar tefillah, you finish achars, you should think for a moment, I love you, Hashem. And really mean it with your mind, with your soul, with your lave, one or both or all three. Kodem shikanes labeis olecha, before you take off your tefillin, before you go home to eat, And he says it's similar to other mitzvahs that we are required to fulfill, like the mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of lulav, and any other mitzvah that we fulfill prior to eating, we should fulfill the mitzvah of ahavas Hashem every single morning, certainly while we're wearing our tefillin, when we're saying we have to say Hashem Elokecha, and if not, at least we should be able to do it after davening. But now the million-dollar question. How do we get there? How do we reach this level of ahavas Hashem? How do we pine? How do we get close to loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Rambam addresses this in two different places. The Rambam, both in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Gimel, as well as the Rambam in Hilchos Yisod Yatar, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, discusses and defines and explains how exactly we're able to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And says the Rambam in Perek Sheni, how are we going to reach a level of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Rambam, Bishosh Yisbonin Adam bin Maisav Ubruav Haniflai Magdolim. Viram Hem Chachmasa Shin La'erch Locates. You look outside, you take a walk, you look at the world and the wonders of the world. You look at Teva, you look at nature. Miyad Hu Ohev Umishabeach Umifoer Umisavet Ava Gidola. Leida Hashem Agadok Moshamar David. Samanafshi Lelokim Lakel Chai. When a person contemplates life, when a person looks around the world, he sees nature, he sees the beauty, he sees sunrise, he sees sunset, he sees childbirth. You see the way the world works, you see the hashkacha, you see everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. That is the way that we are able to finally be able to pine, to love, to search, to be able to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rambam says here in Hilchos Yisod Yatar. Appreciating the world, appreciating everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, understanding the world, and understanding that there's a maker, that there's a Baal Habira, that there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu who takes care of us, who looks after us, who built this beautiful world, and thus we should love him. However, the Rambam in Mitzvah Gimel of Sefer Mitzvahs gives us an alternative way. And he quotes the Sifri and the Pasuk in Parshas Veschanan, V'haktas Hashem Elokecha b'chol vavecha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'odecha, asks the Sifri, how do we get there? How are we going to do it? How is it possible to reach this level of Avas Hashem? And the Sifri says it's the next words. Says the Rambam, quoting the Sifri, V'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavach ha'yom alavavecha. The way that we will be able to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when we learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. That when we study Torah Hashem, V'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavach ha'yom alavavecha, then we'll be able to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way, that's the possibility. Through that, we'll be able to recognize the world, the world. Is to understand the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way to understand somebody who wrote an article, the way to understand somebody who authored a book, the way to understand somebody who wrote a piece of poetry is to get to know that person. We want to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is, we have to study Torah, we have to learn the Torah, we have to appreciate the Divrei Torah, for some it's Chumash, for some it's Navi, for some it's Shas, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, use the Torah as a way, as a means, as a guide to be able to love HaKadosh Baruch. And the Rambam continues and says, you really want to know if you're really in love with Hashem? If you share Torah with others. Because when you fall in love with somebody, says the Rambam, all you do is talk about that person to other people. So if you really love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rambam, you're going to share all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the others. You're going to share Dvar Torah, Avort, a Pshat, anything that you can to share Torah with others. That's how you are going to be able to be the ultimate Ohev Hashem. And of course, that's what Avram Avinu did. And that's why he's Avram Ohavi, because he taught Torah to the masses. Avram Asa Es HaGerim. Avram Avinu made Gerim. He made people understand what it means to be Jewish, what it means to be, have a one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, monotheism. Avram Avinu taught the world. He stood up and he explained and he channeled his passion, his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so too we. If you want to fulfill that mitzvah of Avas Hashem, you study HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, you teach Torah, you teach the world. This is the mitzvah of Kirov, the source of the mitzvah of Kirov, according to many, because from here you see you have to teach others who don't understand, who don't know, and that's our job, that's our responsibility. And the Sefer Chinuch, in a very short comment on both mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, and mitzvah Taf Yuches is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem in the Chinuch, the mitzvah of Taf Lamed Beis is the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem in the Chinuch. The Chinuch piggybacking on the Rambam's comments tells us just the same, that the way to get there is either through Torah or through understanding and appreciating Teva. And an amazing comment of the Minchas Chinuch, who has very, very little and short, pithy statement at all on the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, says, Harbe ha'erichu b'zeh b'sifrei Musar. There's much discussed in the Sifrei Musar about Avos Hashem and Yiras Hashem. V'ashrei hazoche l'kayei mitzvah zu, and praiseworthy is he who is able to fulfill the mitzvah of Avos Hashem and the mitzvah of Yiras Shamayim. This is our goal. This is our tachlis. As the Minchas Chinuch says, Hashem Yisbarach yasim chelkeinu mahem. Kadosh Baruch Hu should place our chelik amongst those who are striving, looking to fear Hashem through Avas HaRomimus, through Avas through Yiras HaOnesh, whatever it is, but try through the different faculties that we have, through the mind, through the soul, through the neshama, through the guf, through the moach, through the lev. Fulfill this mitzvah, understand this mitzvah, get close to the mitzvah. It's not easy, it's hard, it takes time. You could take and put on tefillin every morning. You could shake the lulav. Those are mitzvos that we do with our hands, with our feet. But mitzvos that we do with our mind, mitzvos that we do with our soul, mitzvos that we do with our lev are not as easy. And that's the reason that we have to contemplate, think, and understand, and pine, and work in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to love Hashem, to fear Hashem, and to make that part of our Weltanschauung, to make it part of our world, to make it part of our lifestyle. And these are the people who we want to be amongst, as the Minchas Chinuch says. Let's work on our Ava, let's work on our Yira, let's grow, let's pine, let's try. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu see how much we are trying to love and fear Him, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu in return make it easier for us to love and fear Him by showing us how much He loves, He cares about us. Have a great day.